Canapes for the Kittens by Marion Babson. The book is dedicated to Elizabeth Walter, who read them all. Chapter 1. Miss Petunia Pettifog adjusted her gold-rimmed pince-nez and surveyed the tea-table with deep satisfaction. "I see that our invaluable Mrs. Bloggs has outdone herself again," she remarked to her sister. "Jam sponge," Lily began, lifting the little white muslin tents covering the dishes to display the treasures hidden beneath. "Scones, crumpets, walnut bread, woman must have been baking all day." Miss Petunia closed her eyes briefly and inhaled the delicious fragrances. "All part of the comfort and delight of coming home to their dear Blossom Cottage after a tedious and exhausting day in London, trying to convince the singularly obtuse hierarchy at New Scotland Yard that there had indeed been yet another murder in the deceptively rural and peaceful village of St. Waldemar Boniface." "Let's eat," Lily said, tilting the teapot and beginning to pour. "But where's Marigold?" Miss Petunia looked around for her youngest sister. "Off on some mysterious errand of her own," Lily said. "Don't know how long she'll be. No point waiting for her." Even as Lily spoke, they heard the sound of footsteps running down the path to Blossom Cottage and the quick scrape of a key in the lock. Then the front door slammed on loud and obnoxious shouting, which came to them, unfortunately, all too clearly. "Come back out here!" a male voice howled. "And I'll do you! Come out and I'll show you what it's for!" Another door slammed, and Marigold was suddenly in the room with them, leaning against the door, her red gold curls dancing, her bright blue eyes sparkling with the merriment of the chase. "Oh, dear!" she